Now, in the world of folk music, there's nobody who comes anywhere near Rambling Sid Rumpo. That is, if they've got any sense. Now, once again, we are underjoyed to have him with us in the studio.
I'll know me dearie, and I'll dangle down me dillio and haul away me dando.
Yes, by all means, be my guest.
Oh, no, I was merely being picturesque, as is my wont.
Oh, won't you?
No, I'm trying to give it up. Oh. Very nasty habit, and besides, it makes such a deafening noise.
Yes. Well, now, are you going to sing for us this week?
It's a song sung in the small Cotswold village of Linctus Peveril, cum Ganderboglin Toyn, which coincides with the spring equinox and the first nicking of the lead off the church roof.
Thank you.
And it's then that the young men of the village choose one of their number who is to be the gander man. This is done by the time-honored practice of picking on the smallest one and itting him until he agrees. Then they deck him in feathers and marmalade, and placing in his hand the truling stick, and hanging round his neck the dingling iron, which dingles his grusset if he's not careful, he's sent forth with the traditional phrase, "Go on, get out of it." And so he goes forth with a gander in one hand and a goose in the other. And then he knocks at the door of the young maiden of his choice and sings, "Would you like a gander? Or would you like a gander? Would you like a gander?" Yes, my lissom young lass, to which she generally says, "No, I would not like a gander." So he gives her the goose. And he capers off down the street, boggling his gander above his head. And as he goes, he sings this song, which goes as follows. Oh, roodle, oh, me dandle, oh, roodle all the day. Oh, who will boggle me gander when I am far away? Oh, who will shrug me glossop to help the gander man? But if your glossop's been shrugged, my love, well, do the best you can. I think I boggled me gander.
Oh, thank you, Rambling Sid. I must say you gave us all a turn there.